This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front line, from the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
From the epicenter of the resistance. Because we've spiritually chosen this fight. Because we see the enemy. Story's up on Infowars.com right now. It's incredible. We're getting the video right now. Hillary's having a total mental meltdown. It's so important that everybody basically hope and pray that she fall and that her evil side be shown. Go to camera 3, I can show folks. Bizarre Hillary calls Trump her husband. Bill Clinton comes to her mind when Hillary says opponent. We got the other clip we've got ready of Hillary raise taxes on the middle class from KETV 7. Let's play that clip first.
Because while Warren is standing up for a fairer tax code, Trump wants to cut taxes for the super rich. Well, we're not going there, my friends. I'm telling you right now, we're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we aren't going to raise taxes on the middle class.
I want that playing every 10 seconds. I hope Knight plays it 5 times coming up. That should be, folks, this is how she bamboozles her viewers, her supporters, her listeners, her slaves. Trump wants to cut the corporate tax so that they're forced to bring the money back here. When they raised, major corporations lobbied to make foreign corporations move offshore so they could direct the investment to China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other countries. Plus, like 160-plus. It's social engineering. Trump wants to lower it to the lowest so they'll move the damn jobs back here. And then she gets up there to these poor, poor people and goes, I'm not going to let that happen. Oh, she looks like the sea hag from Popeye. Holy Toledo. Have we been able to grab the next clip here yet? Let's play it. It gets worse. Thank God is cursing her. Let her get into office. I'm telling you, she's going to die. I can feel it. God's going to strike her down. I'm serious. This is epic. The woman is a goddamn demon. Here it is.
Of course, I hope you will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
Play that again. What a creepazoid. What a freak show. I would go to the other side of the street not to walk by her.
Of course, I hope you will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
Man, I'm out of time. We got loaded phones. I apologize. I haven't got to you. David Knight may want to punch out of the calls. May want to take him, but whatever he wants to do. We live in a very, very historic moment at this point. David's about to come in the studio and take over. But I'm just glad I'm not with these people. I mean, I should have been playing that all day long. We're going to raise taxes in the middle class. Obama already did. And they got rid of all these loopholes that weren't loopholes. It's like, if I build a new studio for $300,000, I have to pay tax on it like I own it. I don't own it. The dang is a giant bowling ball around my neck. You think having employees and having a building and having all this crap is a asset? I couldn't sell this stuff in here for $50,000. There is no market for it. There's no market to hire people. There's no market to actually build things in this country. But oh my gosh, I'm so rich. I got all this money. Yeah, I wanted a private jet. I can write the whole damn thing off, but not a building, not hiring people. They've got the whole thing set up to shut this economy down. And that's why I say you got to go against the system. You got to buy tons of our products, the T-shirts, the books, the nutraceuticals. Free shipping ends this weekend, ends on Sunday, because then I can somehow swim upstream like a crazy salmon past the Kodiak Bears and actually get the ball in the basket here. And I'm not complaining. We're kicking ass. It's just that I can't imagine the average person trying to deal with this. I mean, it's designed to make you give up. It is designed, the inspectors and the harassers and the And when they have this attitude when they show up like you've done something wrong. I mean, it's just like all I'm trying to do is just not have nuclear war. And it brings your hotties in. David Knight's coming up. Stay with us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, August 5th. 2016. This is the fourth hour. I'm David Knight. We have a very interesting guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to be talking to a scientist from Berkeley, California about his company that is working on what used to be called cold fusion. Now they call it low-energy nuclear reactions, and we're going to talk about that. The Defense Department has said this has the potential to be a hugely disruptive technology, and of course it does. It would change everything. Even politically, understand that our currency is based around the petrodollar, so it's got massive political issues at stake as well. But it's important as we look at this, as we look at history, as we look at technology. You know, I keep seeing the same MOs repeated over and over and over again. You know, Hillary's getting her Nixon on. She's got her own plumbers trying to cover her leaks, but they're not doing it. You've got people internally, I think, that are trying to expose what she's doing. We've had multiple people in intelligence that are very, very upset with what Hillary Clinton is doing. We had Judge Napolitano, as we pointed out earlier in the week, saying he's talked to a lot of people in the intelligence community that believe that what she has done has resulted in the direct deaths of agents that have been exposed. Alex was just talking to William Binney in the last hour. Amazing interview. If you haven't seen that interview, you need to watch that interview. One of the key takeaways that I think Mr. Binney had to say, and I've got to say I have so much respect for William Binney. This guy truly is a winter soldier. And by that, I don't mean Captain America stuff, a villain, okay? No, winter soldier in the sense that he's not a sunshine patriot. This is a guy who toughs it out in Valley Forge. He does the right thing, even when everything is against him. One of the things that he said, which I think is very true, this whole lie about privacy versus security. William Binney said this was a lie from the beginning. It has been. As I said before, you cannot be secure if you have no privacy, if you have no freedom, if you trade your liberty for the promise of security and safety, as our founder said, you'll get neither, you deserve neither. Slaves are never free. People who have no privacy are never free. People who trade their prosperity, their private property, for the promise of safety and security are never free. So you just become a prisoner. You just become a serf, a slave, to the degree that you trade that out. And he said, look, they just want power over you. He said they're covering for each other. In other words, it's a criminal conspiracy. We've told you this. It's simply a criminal conspiracy. And this quote from William Binney, I wrote these things down as he was talking. Trading our security for money. He said they keep the problems going so the money keeps flowing. That's the basis of the military-industrial complex. So I'm very anxious to see this movie when it comes out, A Good American. He was talking about that, but he was not talking to plug a movie that he's in. I'm sure, knowing William Binney, he gets paid very little of anything. This is a documentary somebody is putting together. William Binney and these other NSA whistleblowers like Thomas Drake, they gave up everything. They didn't do this for money. They gave up everything to protect the Constitution. And so this is a key interview. You need to see what he has to say. And I think it's interesting, this article that's on the Drudge Report today about the new Snowden movie that's coming out by Oliver Stone. I was very disappointed to see Judicial Watch take this position because I have a lot of respect for Judicial Watch. They have done a great job of exposing the crimes of Hillary Clinton. As a matter of fact, I don't know where it is right now, but there is a court case that Judicial Watch has put together to try to get Hillary to testify in a lawsuit. So it's a civil lawsuit, and it was happening just before the political conventions came up. There was supposed to be a ruling by a judge as to whether or not she would be compelled to testify in this civil lawsuit because it involved her. And remember, it was a civil lawsuit testimony that Bill Clinton testified in that caused him to commit perjury. That's why he was impeached. He wasn't impeached for his affairs. Okay, he was impeached because he committed perjury as part of a civil lawsuit. So Judicial Watch has a civil lawsuit coming against Hillary Clinton for these email, for these security violations and other issues, and we're still awaiting. I still have not seen whether or not the judge is going to compel her to testify. That would be incredibly important. So Judicial Watch does amazingly important information. They have revealed information about what happened with Benghazi and other things through regular channels. But they came out and said that they believe that Snowden is not a hero, but a traitor. And because he's a traitor, in their opinion, they think that this movie would be allowing the makers of the movie, Oliver Stone and others, to profit from treason. And that should be a reason that people come out after them. Let me say this, okay? The enemies knew what was going on. And what they were doing when they revealed this was they were telling the country that the government was violating the law. They're violating the law because they're compiling all this information in a massive way. As William Binney has pointed out, they had Trailblazer, which would go in and would allow them to get the information in an anonymous way and look for certain things, rather than doing dragnet surveillance, rather than collecting all this information on everyone. That's what he and other whistleblowers within the NSA had done, and then they saw that the NSA was not interested in doing it that way. They wanted to go into the police state mode. And that's when they became whistleblowers. They went through regular channels. They went to Congress. Congress yawned and did nothing. And then we had Thomas Drake, who talked to a reporter in general about what was going on. When you reveal that criminal action is going on, you are a whistleblower. Now, their position is that because Al-Qaeda was alerted to the idea that the government was using methods to intercept their communications, that somehow caused lives to be lost. I don't think that is anywhere close to the same league as what Hillary Clinton does. She revealed detailed information. She got into the Gamma program, the Gamma compartment, as William Binney was talking about. She gave specifics to people. They were talking about general things. They were saying, they were showing slides that said, look, the NSA is laughing at you. They're saying, who would have thought in 1984? They had a series of three slides. Remember, they had a picture of the 1984 iconic commercial that was promoting Apple Macintosh. And so they showed that picture and said, who would have thought in 1984, because that's when that came out, it was referenced to 1984, that this, the next slide, shows Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, that this would become Big Brother. And then they show the third slide, which shows people queued up to get it, and that people would willingly pay for it. They are laughing at you because they are illegally doing dragnet surveillance on the American people through their devices, and you're stupid enough to go out and pay for it yourself and get enthralled with this new technology. So that's what was revealed with Snowden. That's why he is a hero. And I think William Binney is absolutely right. The entire world owes a debt to him because this kind of corruption, this kind of secret police state that used to be confined to places like East Germany and the Stasi has now becoming globalized. Okay, it's not just the American government, it's all governments are starting to do this. So it's a very key thing, and it's a very different thing to tell people that your government is breaking the law than it is to reveal details of conversations, to reveal names of people. That is a very different thing. Now, where is this all headed? Look at this article that was up on the Drudge Report. Chicago police using pre-crime AI to arrest people before they commit a crime. Before they commit a crime. This is from Technocracy. They say people are arresting, police are arresting people for crimes they're not committed yet using a new computer algorithm that will predict future crime. It's called predictive policing. It's being used, of course, where else? Chicago, where all the criminal stuff begins, okay? Strategic Subject List, the SSL, and the Chicago Special Order, S10-06, okay? This will equip law enforcement with the ability to arrest citizens before they commit a crime. So it will take into various factors like your criminal records or your affiliations or the number of past arrests. But it will also use things like social media to develop a citizen ranking on locals and identify future threats. Look, understand this. Just as the RICO statutes were initially created to go after organized crime figures and to confiscate their assets before their trial, so they would not be able to defend themselves with highest-priced lawyers. That was the whole idea behind RICO statute. But what they did was, it was a pre-conviction punishment so that they could get a conviction against you. Where did we see this go? RICO statute eventually began being used against, it wasn't very long before they started using it against abortion protesters or other people. It's being put out that they would like to use RICO statutes against people who don't agree with man-made global warming. You have to understand that once they start this out, they're going to put it against people who are true criminals, but they're going to bring this out to the entire population. The fastest growing area of the intelligence surveillance community is geospatial intelligence. We talked about this with Jade Helm last year. When they talk about mastering the human domain, you understand that is about human domain analytics, exactly what they're talking about here. And when you go back and you look at geospatial intelligence, where they map you onto the map, geographically onto the map, but they also map your political beliefs, your religious affiliations, who your friends are, things that are completely innocuous. They map everybody. And you have to understand that what they are doing with this and where they're going in the long run is to shut down political enemies, not just going after violent criminals or terrorists. That is where this is headed. They want activity-based intelligence. The metadata that Hayden and these other people are lying to you about, that is the most important data they get. The metadata is the most important data. When they say, we're not recording your conversations, well, you know, as William Benny has pointed out, that's a lie. But the most important data that they're getting is the metadata, because with that, they can build a complete profile of you. And we have another story that's on the Drudge Report, how a company has already built a profile on every single adult American. This is the kind of surveillance state that we need to shut down. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we're going to have Cold Fusion at the bottom of the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1151.
They don't want to see us tonight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be talking to someone about the state-of-the-art in cold fusion. And we're going to, that's a very disruptive technology. You know, when we look at technology and how it has the opportunity to to completely change our world as we know it. That's why we talk so much about things like self-driving cars, where the government's going to take over control of all private transportation. They're going to track and tax everything you do. They're going to control your movements with that. But this could possibly be a freeing technology, but it certainly would be a disruptive technology. It's going to change the control that our government exerts through the petrodollar. It's going to change scarcity of energy. And it could have a lot of effect on wars. Of course, the people who have a lot to lose are the people who start our wars. And when they see things start to change in a disruptive way they don't like, they have other ways of disrupting us. So we're going to talk to him in the next segment. Before we get on with some breaking news here, I want to remind you that we have extended the specials. We still have some stock, but it's going to end very shortly because we have to save these items for the people who are on auto ship. And these are some of the sales that we had in our mega special that we had a 24-hour, actually 28-hour special last week. We have still have 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force. Those specials are still up. They will be taken down this weekend because we are running out of stock. And those are huge savings, especially the dollar figure that you save off of DNA Force. 30% off that is huge. And everything at the store is still free shipping. So we have store-wide free shipping plus 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's the broad-based energy drink. Tastes great. Gets your minerals as well as vitamins in a great-tasting format, and 30% off DNA Force. You know, one of the things I was looking at, of course, here is people just keep this controversy with Khan going. And as some people have pointed out, didn't Hillary Clinton disrespect the Gold Star families when she lied to them and the public about Benghazi? Perhaps she caused the death of those people. That's what we're very concerned about. But look at the other aspect of this, this Sharia Khan guy, okay? This guy who is really not an expert on the Constitution by any means, but he is an expert on Sharia law. He's written a lot of commentaries on it. He finally analyzes all the details of Sharia law. Look at what this looks like in practice, okay? There's a situation in Turkey. This is reported by CNN. A gay refugee living in Turkey has been found brutally murdered, his body so mutilated his friends could only identify him by his pants. Okay? And the picture that they have on here is ISIS throwing gay men off the building. Okay? When she has this guy speak to essentially introduce her, one of the few speakers that was speaking just before she spoke, ask yourself, okay, what is the message that Hillary Clinton was sending to us, okay? She wants to put this guy out so badly because she's playing identity politics, and she wants to attack Donald Trump ad hominem by misrepresenting what he wants to do with immigration. Not a blanket ban of Muslims, but determining the kind of people that we want to let into this country as well, vetting them, knowing something about these people, where they're from, what their background is. I mean, quite frankly, if I was president and I was looking at somebody like Khizr Khan, who had advocated Sharia law, I would say, no, he's not going to become a citizen of the United States. I would not have let him in, quite frankly. And let me tell you why. They say these people, here's a gay guy, and this is just one aspect to Sharia law, of course. There's a lot of things in Sharia law for which you can get this kind of hatred, violence, and death penalty. Okay, they say, we identified him from his pants. They had cut him so violent that two knives had broken inside of him. Then they beheaded him. His upper body was beyond recognition, said his friend, who CNN is not naming for safety reasons. That is the Sharia law that Khizr Khan advocates in practice. So she not only, you know, she threw her gay supporters under the bus, quite frankly, by having this guy out there. She's trying to throw all of us under the bus by trying to bring in as many of these people as they can without vetting anybody. They're Muslims who are not maniacs. But we'd want to make sure we don't let the maniacs in to the asylum here, okay? Turn this into Arkham Asylum. She put that out there, and basically, you look at this insanity, okay? A man who stood up to the Munich shooters is now facing prosecution in Germany because he insulted the guy who had just shot 9 people. How's that for insanity, okay? How's that for political correctness run to the nth degree? Do you understand that? Do you understand that is essentially what the Democrat National Convention was doing? They put a guy up there who is advocating a system of law that results in what I just read to you, okay? And it's not just gays they do it to. They do it to Christians. They do it to Muslim converts. They do it to people who commit adultery. They have a long laundry list of people they hate and get violent with. So she puts this guy up there, but they go to the mat for political correctness, just like they want to jail this guy, prosecute this guy for insulting the shooter. March. We'll be right back.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to a gentleman with Brillouin Energy. This is Robert George. This is a company that is in Berkeley, California. We're going to talk about what's been commonly known as cold fusion, but is also known as low-energy nuclear reactions. Before we do, real quickly, I want to play again these clips that we just got from Hillary Clinton. One of them where she comes out. Of course, everything that she does is very focus group tested. It's all put out on the teleprompter, but she had a couple of major gaffes today, actually kind of funny, about taxes and her husband. Let's play those two clips real quickly.
Of course, I hope you will compare what I'm proposing to what my opponent is talking about.
going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yay, let's raise taxes on the middle class. that's kind of interesting. But, you know, one of the most interesting things that she said this week when confronted about this information, you know, with the she gets her Nixon on. We've got Obama essentially getting on his MENA, Arkansas connections. You know, that's when we look at this plane loaded with pallets of cash from a Swiss bank delivering this. They asked her about that. She said, well, that's old news. Well, the fact that they had paid $400 million was old news, but the way that it was done and the circumstances under which it was done and the fact that we've now had one of the hostages say, hey, we had to wait for about 20 hours before the plane with the cash arrived. They didn't say the plane had cash, but they said, if that plane doesn't get here, you're not leaving. Okay, so all of that harkens back to essentially a ransom situation. It harkens back, really, going back to the Iran-Contra situation. That's why history is so important, isn't it? You know, we've seen this kind of situation going on for quite some time. You know, Ken Starr didn't really want to get involved in what was going on in MENA, Arkansas with the Clintons because there were also hints of what was going on with Reagan and Bush with Iran-Contra. So as we look at history, they use the same techniques. They have the same MOs. It repeats itself. But the other thing that we try to cover in these broadcasts is what's happening with technology. And that's why we have Mr. Robert George from Brillouin Energy talking to us, because it's technology that is also disrupting our lives. We see a familiar pattern with history, but that pattern can be broken in a very disruptive way when we have certain types of technology coming in. And just to give you an idea of what's going on, he sent us a Defense Intelligence Agency analysis, an unclassified analysis a couple of years ago of where LENR is, low energy nuclear reactions. And what they said was, this is the DIA, they said it can produce nuclear origin energy at room temperatures. And this disruptive technology could revolutionize energy production and storage, since nuclear reactions release millions of times more energy per unit mass than any other known chemical fuel. For example, and they give this in their closing argument, they say nuclear fusion releases 10 million times more energy per unit mass than does liquid transportation fuel. In other words, gasoline or jet fuel or something like that. And they say, because this is the U.S. government, the military looking at this, since the U.S. military is the largest user of liquid fuel for transportation, Leaner power sources could produce the greatest transformation of the battlefield for U.S. forces since the transition from horsepower to gasoline power. So this is an incredibly transforming technology if it comes true. I want to talk to Mr. George about the history of this, because it's something we've seen talked about for quite some time. Thank you for joining us, Robert George.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about the history here, because a lot of people have heard about coal fusion, and I guess we could say it's kind of become the Rodney Dangerfield of physics. It gets no respect, okay? Because when it first came out in 1989, you had this chemical reaction. They didn't know what was happening with it. There was some unexplained effects. So the big issue was it chemical or was it nuclear? They had no theory to explain it, so they basically have been having this argument for quite some time. Give us a little bit of the history of this so people understand how this has developed over the last 30-some-odd years and where we are today.
Absolutely. When Pons and Fleischmann first introduced it, in 1989, the Department of Energy was about to release $800 million for fusion energy research. And they decided to hold it up because cold fusion, which was a misnomer at the time, was introduced. And they said, well, you need to investigate this before we release the money to find out if it's legitimate. And the ones they asked to evaluate it were MIT and Caltech and Texas A&M. To verify or invalidate the technology. And
people were hot fusion advocates, so they had different technologies, competing technologies that they wanted to go out and get the money for.
They did. They were all hot fusion physicists that were waiting for their budgets to be approved. MIT was one of the universities that discredited it. They got caught later for downshifting the data because they did see excess heat, and there was a lawsuit resulting in their falsification of the information, and they lost, but they don't bring that to the fore.
When we're talking about hot fusion versus cold fusion, and going back again, you know, 30-some-odd years ago, we're talking about fusion with cold fusion, fusion occurring at room temperature versus massive amounts of energy having to be put in with hot fusion, which is, has not worked yet because they haven't been able to get something that has a net increase in production of energy. They basically can't recoup what they have to put in it to get it hot. So you're talking about a situation that where fusion is occurring at room temperature is what people are looking at, or now they're calling it a low-energy nuclear reaction. What has happened in the intervening years that show that it's not just excess heat, but there's other things that have come out that let them give a hint that there's really fusion going on here?
Well, since 1989, there have been scientists all over the world that have been testing and working on this phenomenon. The most recent ones, the NASA, the Star Wars group down in San Diego, they got 30 times excess heat out of their unit. Energetics technology that came out of Israel and is now at the University of Missouri, they also were verified at getting 30 times excess heat. Most of the people that were discrediting the field were saying, well, it's a hybrid chemical reaction. And, you know, the proof was lacking to verify that this was actually a nuclear reaction. And we've taken samples out of our boiler and sent it down to Los Alamos and had a scientist down there verify that it actually is a nuclear reaction. And unlike the uranium nuclear reactions, there are no hazardous byproducts. The byproducts of exciting hydrogen, which is the fuel, is basically heat and helium. And we've had Silicon Valley scientists from some of the major companies here in the Valley, as well as the people from the Naval Research Lab in Washington, come out with their radiation detectors to verify if there's any harmful radiation coming from our system.
So and, what you're looking at is essentially you're looking at the transmutation of hydrogen with an end product of helium. And so because you have that that process where it goes from deuterium to tritium, you can – that only happens if it's a nuclear reaction that's going on there, and then that tritium quickly decays into a helium byproduct, which is not a dangerous thing going on there. But they can see two things. They can see nuclear activities going on. They can see that there's a transmutation of elements, which shows that there is something going on there that is nuclear. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing is that the tritium is basically part of the fuel cycle. And if you're generating excess heat, then you don't build up the amount of tritium in the system. And in fact, that's how we met the scientists down at Los Alamos. They had looked at our website and looked at our PowerPoint and our patents and basically were trying to replicate it. And they were getting tritium, but they weren't getting excess heat. And they asked what they were doing wrong. And our chief scientist and the inventor and founder, Robert Gaddis, basically went through the process they were using and showed him how to get excess heat out of the process.
Now, we're talking about the excess heat, and, of course, that's a key thing for power generation. I mean, most of, you know, we look at a nuclear power plant, and as Einstein said, or one of the nuclear physicists said, that's a heck of a way to boil water. But, I mean, that's the way you generate power, right? You create, you burn some kind of a fossil fuel, or you burn wood, or you create a nuclear reaction, and then that creates heat that then creates steam and drives turbines and so forth and so on. That's the way you generate power. So when we're looking at creation of heat, that's a very important thing. You're talking about a piece of equipment that has a 30 times increase in heat. It seems to me whether or not that is fusion or not, that would be something somebody would want to continue with as a technology and develop that. And to me, it doesn't really matter whether it's chemical or whether it is a fusion or a nuclear reaction. I would still want to try to enhance that and make that work.
Well, since the university's discredited it since 89, it's been political suicide or academic suicide to even work on it in universities. In the last 3 years, we've tried to get the national labs to do material analysis for us and isotopic analysis on our cores just to verify what the systems are actually occurring in there. We're willing to pay them for it. And their response has been, this is too controversial, we can't work on it.
That's amazing. But, you know, this is not something that we haven't seen in other fields as well. You have vested interests, whether it's in drugs or whether it's in particular types of food or whether it's in energy. You have the vested interests that are there, and they don't want to run the studies to show that some alternative would be cheaper, more economical, more environmentally friendly. They essentially shut that down, and not only do they not fund it, but they demonize it, they ridicule it, they do everything they can to censor it. And that's essentially what we're seeing here with low-energy nuclear reactions, isn't it?
Yes, this could actually shift us off a lot of the petroleum usage from cars to airplanes to diesel trucks and buses. This could be very dramatic. We have two products currently, one that would be suitable for home heating, which operates at about 150 degrees C, or domestic hot water. And then we have another one that's a gas phase system that operates at 600 degrees C that's suitable for generating electricity and could repower coal-powered power plants.
And so those are the systems. That's where you are right now in terms of your state of the art. So you've got essentially something that could replace a water heater as well as something else that could generate electricity. And what are the inputs to your systems?
Basically, the thing that's been missing from the field all these years is a control system. There have been scientists all over the world that are getting this excess heat, as I mentioned earlier, the SpyWars people, the NASA people. The problem has been being able to start the reaction when you wanted to and be able to stop it when you need to. And Robert Gaddis is an electrical engineer, a multidiscipline engineer, and developed a control system we call a Q-Pulse that actually, for the home heating system, for example, when you turn up your thermostat, you want the heat to come on immediately. Mm-hmm. And so our reaction starts immediately. And when you turn off the Q-Pulse, it immediately stops. So there's no chance of the system running away. And if it runs away, it's just hot water, so it doesn't really matter.
So is this something we're likely to see sometime in the near future? I'm thinking of a Mr. Fusion machine like we saw in the DeLorean and Back to the Future. Are we going to see this in a nice containerized thing, or are you still trying to get financial backing to do this and trying to fight the censorship and the prejudice in the scientific community against this to get this developed?
All of the above.
Yeah.
We've raised about $13 million over the last 10 years to develop the systems. We have a system operating under scientists down at SRI International because of the controversy in the field. We wanted independent scientists verifying our results in our system, hands off from us, and that's been going very well. And as a result of our work, although we've had very little interest in the United States, the Defense Authorization Act has just recently added LENR to their bill. But we've licensed a South Korean firm, a manufacturer, a multi-million dollar license to start manufacturing and distributing it in South Korea. We have a license in Canada as well. But there's been very little interest or support in the United States. And this is where we need it the most.
And, you know, quite frankly, I think a lot of that is due to politics. I mean, we look at how deeply embedded the oil business is in terms of the banking business. You know, we've got the petrodollar that was created as they took us off the gold standard. They created a fiat currency with cooperation of Saudi Arabia, and it's having the ability to print that money without anything behind it and then use that as the medium of exchange for all the oil that has really been the bedrock of our financial system here in America is a petrodollar. So there has to be a tremendous amount of political pressure not to do that. And yet, on the other hand, this is such a disruptive technology, and there's every other country essentially is working with this. We've got this document that you gave me that is 6 years old from the Defense Intelligence Agency. They point out how it's Japan and Italy are pretty far along in research. But, of course, China, Russia, India, all these countries, France as well, they all have their own research projects. So in that sense, you have to move forward with doing the research or you get left behind.
Yes, we've been very fortunate to have angel investors that have come in and are supporting the company. The technology is disruptive, as you said. The carbon-based industry is so well entrenched that it's difficult for them to look at this kind of technology as something that's going to be useful or necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Most people confuse what we're doing with the hydrogen and water is using it as a fuel, as a combustible fuel. But hydrogen as a nuclear fuel has so much higher energy density. As an example, if you take the volume of water contained in the area of a number 3 pencil eraser and just take the hydrogen out of that volume of water. It's equivalent to 2 38-gallon barrels of gasoline. That's the energy density that we're talking about.
Wow.
So the boiler that we have developed for the home heating system, which is a 2-liter vessel, has 1 liter of water in it with electrolyte. And that amount of water is capable of heating your home for 10 or 15 years.
Wow. That is amazing. And of course, that's an idea of just how disruptive this is. That gores a lot of people's cash cows when you do something like that. It would be
the first
a very
time
green technology, and we seem to have a history in this country of technologies that free us, technologies that are clean being shut down, and that's the amazing thing about this.
It really is, and this will be the first time you could have a home heating system that you could actually calculate your return on investment, because all you'll need is electricity to stimulate the reaction.
Let me get some idea about how far away you are with this. Now, this is this something that you have a working model that you've got here. You're looking for investors to try to market this. Is that what the issue is here? You've already got some set products. You've got the what was it called? The wet boiler, as well as a hydrogen hot tube. Those are the two products that you had just described earlier. I mean, are those ready to go to market? And we'll take your answer when you come back. We've got to go to a break, and we're going to be right back. We're talking to Robert George. He's with Brillouin Energy Corporation, and it's a company that is looking at low-energy nuclear reactions. And they have a couple of systems here, as he pointed out, just a little bit of water power your house for years, okay? This is amazingly disruptive technology. If we don't do it in America, somebody else will, but there's a lot of political resistance.
If you ever want a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex was talking to a gentleman with Brillouin Energy Corporation about his company's efforts to create cold fusion, as it's been known in the past, but as they're referring to it today, low-energy nuclear reactions. Before we get back to him, I just want to remind you that our specials that we've had since the 28-hour marathon sale that we had last week, we've had three specials that we've extended through this week. Those are going to be ending this weekend because we're going to be running out of stock. It's been very successful. We really appreciate your support on this. It's vital for us as well as a way that we can fund our operation without being dependent on big companies who would shut us down with the types of things we talk about. I mean, we're talking about a very disruptive technology here. We talk about very disruptive politics here. And that's why it's important for us to self-fund our operation. It's why we appreciate your support. And it's why we offer these kinds of sales in appreciation. And so we've extended this 40% off on BrainForce, 30% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and 30% off DNA Force. That is our very expensive, difficult-to-produce formulation. It has BioPQQ. You can look that up. There's 175 clinical studies that talk about how effective BioPQQ is. You can look at the reviews for all these products, as well as everything that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. See what other people say that their experiences have been with that. And, of course, because DNA Force is so difficult to produce, so expensive to produce, that 30% savings is a huge discount. So take advantage of that now, as well as the 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix and the 40% off Brain Force. And we have store-wide free shipping that we have extended as well as a thank you to you to help you take advantage of this to provide for your health, your family's health, and to fund our operation. Thank you so much for your support. You'll find that all at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to go back to Mr. Robert George with Brillouin Energy. You know, Mr. George, when I'm looking at things like the issues that we've been seeing with Tesla, they just had their corporate sales come out. They have been in operation for 13 years. They have lost money every quarter except one. That's not really a good record. And yet their stock has multiplied by a factor of 12. They keep passing this on. They're under investigation by the SEC at the current time. But nevertheless, I see these large corporations like Tesla, like Uber, because Uber is going to be part of the disruptive technologies that are going to hand over control of our transportation to the government where they can tax and track us. It'll also make it difficult for us to afford transportation. So when we look at things that line up with the political agenda of the establishment, we see these people kind of get everything the way is cleared for them. Wall Street helps them. The government helps them to take down obstacles. And yet when we look at something like this that is very disruptive, as you were saying in the last segment, what was it, some water that's about the size of a pencil combined with your device would power your home's energy needs for about 10 or 15 years. That's an amazingly transformative and freeing technology, but it's difficult for you to get this out into the marketplace because Wall Street has some vested interests in the existing energy infrastructures, don't they?
Absolutely. When we took it to Wall Street, they looked at the upside potential of this kind of technology and said it's worth trillions. You're only trying to raise $15 to $20 million. It makes no sense. We can't do that.
Got to go big. Yeah, well, that's certainly what we've seen with Uber and Tesla. You got to be out there and kind of brash, I guess, to get their attention. But you also have to be politically connected. Maybe you should do some crowdsourcing or take this on Shark Tank or something like that. Certainly wish you luck with this, and thank you so much for talking to us about it. We hope that this is going to be something that is going to free us with technology, because too often we see technology being used to suppress our freedoms. This is something that would have a very freeing effect, I believe. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.